You are listening to A Lenten Walk Through the Word, a resource of the North American Lutheran Church. To learn more, please visit us online at thenalc.org.
On a Sabbath, while he was going through the grain fields, his disciples plucked and ate some great heads of grain, rubbing them in their hands. But some of the Pharisees said, "Why are you doing what is not lawful to do on the Sabbath?" And Jesus answered them, "Have you not read what David did when he was hungry? He and those who were with him, how he entered the house of God and took and ate the bread of the presence, which is not lawful for any but the priest to eat, and also gave it to those with him." And he said to them, "The Son of Man is Lord of the Sabbath." On another Sabbath, he entered the synagogue and was teaching, and a man was there whose right hand was withered. And the scribes and the Pharisees watched him to see whether he would heal on the Sabbath, so that they might find a reason to accuse him. But he knew their thoughts, and he said to the man with the withered hand, "Come and stand here." And he rose and stood there. And Jesus said to them, "I ask you, is it lawful on the Sabbath to do good or to do harm, to save life or to destroy it?" And after looking around at them all, he said to them, said to the man, "Stretch out your hand." And he did so, and his hand was restored. But they were filled with fury and discussed with one another what they might do to Jesus. Here ends the reading. As our North American culture no longer keeps the Sabbath, it seems most Lutherans have lost Sabbath keeping as well. It's a sign of our increasingly secular culture, as secularism continues to squeeze religion and religious observance out of home, family, and society. The Merriam-Webster Dictionary defines secularism as indifference to or rejection or exclusion of religion and religious considerations. Pope Benedict XVI spoke often of aggressive secularism, pointing to the fact that secularism is not benign, but aggressively at work to contain or remove religion and religious consideration. The truth of the matter is that many of us within the body of Christ have misunderstood the words of Jesus in Scripture. While the Pharisees practiced Sabbath keeping in a hyper-legalistic, self-justifying manner, Jesus affirmed finally that the Sabbath was made for humanity, not humanity for the Sabbath, as it says in Mark 2:27. Jesus was free to provide food to the hungry or healing to the infirmed, even on the Sabbath. After all, he, the Son of Man, is Lord of the Sabbath. Doesn't it sometimes seem in our culture that we believe we are Lord of the Sabbath? This is the mind and will of secularism. We need no God, no religion, and no religious observance, according to the secular mindset. And Christians readily and easily buy into such thinking because always, always we are ready to place ourselves over God and His will for our lives. It's much easier to relax and recreate on Sunday, so we excuse ourselves from the commandment, "Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy." After all, aren't we Lord of the Sabbath? Wasn't the Sabbath created for me and not me for the Sabbath? Because of Jesus' death and resurrection, we do live in gospel freedom. We are not working to save or justify ourselves before God by our own religious observance or perfection. Still, a commandment is a commandment. Let's pray. Lord God, create in me and our church a hunger for Sabbath worship. Amen. A suggested Lenten response: if you're able, make Sunday worship and Sabbath keeping a priority in your life.
Thank you for joining us today. The North American Lutheran Church is Christ-centered, mission-driven, traditionally grounded, and congregationally focused. The NALC is committed to the renewal of all of our congregations, working to develop and deliver resources that challenge and open the NALC to the work of the Holy Spirit in our ministry and mission. If you enjoy these podcasts, please take a moment to rate and review in the app you are using today. Your ratings and reviews help others find this resource. Thank you again.